There's a new item on the to-do list if you're a tourist in Dublin, or even if you're a local. The O'Connell Tower in Glasnevin Cemetery, built to commemorate one of Ireland's greatest leaders, Daniel O'Connell, is being relaunched. His remains lie in the crypt beneath. We are joined now by Aoife Waters, CEO of the Dublin Cemeteries Trust. Aoife, thanks for taking our call this morning. So what's new at the tower?
Good morning, Audrey. Well, look, we're absolutely delighted to be relaunching the newly redesigned visitor experience. We have 198 steps up to some of the most panoramic views in Dublin. And what we have for the visitors, which is new, which is an immersive experience that we've invested in over the last number of months. We've enriched each of the landing stations with information panels about the fascinating life of the liberator, Daniel O'Connell. And we also have new crypt lighting down below. And when you do manage to climb the 198 steps, you can enjoy these incredible views of Croke Park, the Spire, Howth Head, Ringsend, but there's also some incredible sweeping drone footage that provides a really beautiful bird's eye view of the Ireland's National Cemetery, Glasnevin, in the dawn and into the early morning. It's absolutely stunning. So we're really, really proud to be able to do this at this point and to really mark our founder, Daniel O'Connell.
Yeah, because the cemetery owes its origins to O'Connell, doesn't it?
Absolutely, Audrey. To put it in context, I suppose, Glasnevin Cemetery was established back in 1832 by that great parliamentarian, Daniel O'Connell. His vision of a non-denominational burial space where people of all religions and none could be buried and remembered with dignity and respect is so very important to us. And it's that ethos we're very proud to honour to this very day. So from its very beginning, Glasnevin Cemetery has been a place of equality and equals. And you know, he's very important to our organization, O'Connell, but we also recognize his impact internationally and nationally. He's a political colossus of the 19th century. He was outspoken on issues of egalitarianism in other parts of the world, resulting in him becoming a very well-known figure during his own lifetime and after. Like, indeed, he actually provided inspiration to the famous American abolitionist Frederick Douglass. He took the opportunity to meet O'Connell on a trip to Dublin in 1845. And an actual little-known fact, which people may be amazed to know, when Belgium decided to become a constitutional monarchy, O'Connell was nominated for the position of King of Belgium and received 3 votes.
Brilliant. Well, it's all and more in the newly relaunched O'Connell Tower in Glasnevin Cemetery. Aoife Waters, CEO of the Dublin Cemeteries Trust, many thanks indeed.